Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're going downtown.
So I got to admit, I'm frustrated over the Coliseum Navy Hill plan. We've offered the opportunity for whoever wants to represent this group, whether it's the mayor or the, you know, Tom Farrell or somebody from his group. Come on, I give you a half hour, full hour, 9 to 10, whatever, to whatever you think you need to explain this and answer questions from our reporters here at WRVA and from the public. Nobody seems to be interested in taking us up on that. That's weird to me. Especially when it's not clear-cut, and Richmonders, I think, are very skeptical of this plan. Well, somebody who's been skeptical from the beginning and has really had to fight like crazy just to get the basic information released to the public is Paul Goldman, who's not some Republican trying to mess with a Democrat mayor. He's the former chair of the Democrat Party of Virginia, and Paul Goldman is now, he got the documents released after taking the mayor to court and the city to court. And now, what's going on, Paul? The mayor is trying to take you before the Virginia Supreme Court to get the ruling overturned? I mean, explain this to me.
Well, you ask a good question. Now you can see why they won't come on your show. And I think they'll get the same reception from the Supreme Court that they would have got from the listeners to your show. Another thing they do really makes any fiscal or financial sense. It's strictly a power play. And anybody that stands in their way, they'll just try to roll over. They lost this case in front of Judge Hughes. Now, 3 months later, after they give me the documents, they want to appeal it. It's nonsensical, and that's what city council told the city attorney. This doesn't make any sense, but you're correct. It looks like the mayor has ordered him to do it.
So what would the end result be? You've already got these 2,000 documents. And just for those who haven't been following this closely, you asked, it's a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, that any citizen can ask for government entities to release specific documents that they have not released. And unless there's some compelling reason to keep them secret, in general, they have to release them. The court sided with you and said the city and the mayor needed to release these documents. What's the end result going to the Supreme Court? Are they just, I mean, you've already got the documents. I don't get what the point is here.
Well, it was an unprecedented case. The first time any court had done that. And in theory, I suppose, what they're trying to get is for the court to revisit it and overrule the principles of law.
Mm-hmm. To protect them in the future?
Yeah, you know, obviously, who knows? Maybe they want me to give them the documents back. You don't know what these okay. people are thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, in theory, it's a legal principle. Let me see if I can get it correctly. It's called moot. In other words, the case is moot.
Right.
But capable of repetition, meaning the legal issues could come up again. Capable of repetition, but evading review. In other words, you know, they weren't reviewed correctly initially. So
they don't want the case law to be built on here. Okay.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the problem they have is several fold. Number one, they had the burden of proof. And as I like to say, if you have the burden of proof, you have to produce the evidence. And you don't produce any evidence, how do you carry the burden of proof?
Right.
Which is pretty much one reason they lost the case. And so there's a problem with that. A bigger problem, though, which you'll probably appreciate, they hadn't really read the statute since it had been changed, I believe. And there was a state senator, I believe, Surville, who had a FOIA case and lost.
Mm.
And the reason he lost, he thought, was that he wanted the documents. The state said, well, we can't show you the documents. There's confidential information. So he sued, but of course he couldn't see the documents because he couldn't prove whether the state was telling the truth or not. And under the law at the time, you had to give some weight to what the government said. So think of the situation. The government says you can't see the documents because of confidential information. You challenge it. You can't prove otherwise because you can't see the document. The government says, no, that's what we think.
Right.
You lose the case because you have to give deference to what the government said. So they changed the law. And so when I went in there, I pointed out, Your Honor, you no longer have to give deference to what the government, the city says or any government. You can force them to produce the evidence. He bought my argument. He asked them to produce the evidence, the witnesses. They wouldn't do it. So he found in my favor. And I think they want to change that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get it that you want to be able to have negotiations and not have them spill out in public. But this is not new. This has been going on for, what, over a year now, right? 18 months. So,
well,
you know,
it'll be 2 years since they put out the RFP.
Right.
Farrell and his group were talking about it before then. So it's over 2 years since the Navy Hill project people have been bragging about what a great project they have. And let's understand, they won't come on your show to discuss it. They have to ghostwrite articles for university presidents to find somebody willing to support it. It's clearly a fiscally irresponsible, cronier inside deal. You know, there's an old Southern saying, when the walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. It's a duck. And that's what they have here. Hopefully it's a dead duck.
Well, you have certainly done a good job of trying to expose what you see as the inconsistencies and the fiscal irresponsibility of the plan. And I appreciate you coming on the show to articulate your position, Paul.
Let me ask you a question that you can think about, ask your listeners. Because,
okay,
you know, I'm also in court trying to get the signatures counted. And let me ask you this. In America, not just in Richmond, mm-hmm, we have the right to petition our government.
Right.
In our Constitution, First Amendment, also covered by the 14th. But the right to petition is limited to registered voters.
Okay.
Why should not, in certain circumstances, if not all, why should any citizen, you know, 18, you want to put up, just why should your right to petition be limited to you being a registered voter? And then in this city, if you move around, whatever, you can lose your right to petition because the registrar said it to me. Well, I can't necessarily say when you move. I have to know the exact date. Where is that in the Constitution? Why can't you just petition the government? Why do you got to be a registered voter? They can find out whether you live in Richmond. There are other ways to find out whether you live in Richmond. It's just a petition to put something on the ballot to change the city charter.
So that then the registered voters can offer an opinion at the ballot box. That's an interesting legal question and philosophical question. I can't argue against what you're saying, Paul. I hear exactly what you're saying. It seems reasonable
to register. Sure, you should. But
to vote.
The matter is, a lot of people don't.
Right. To vote, I think you need to be registered. I don't think we should make it easier. But you're right, to sign a petition, if you're a Richmonder and of legal age, that's a very interesting argument. Hey, I got to go. I'm watching the clock. But I appreciate you calling, and I do want to mention once again, if you have a friend who is friends with the mayor, I think sometimes he tunes in, call me, and we'll put you on the air if you'd like to rebut this or if you want to explain the project. I'll give you a full hour to do that, if you'd like to take me up on it. I think that would be wise because your PR stuff isn't working real well for you right now. I humbly submit to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.